USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump defending his firing of the intelligence community's inspector general, the official who alerted Congress to the Ukraine whistleblower's complaint, which led to the impeachment proceedings against President Trump. He was asked about the decision to fire Michael Atkinson during yesterday's coronavirus task force briefing.
He took a fake report and he brought it to Congress with an emergency, okay? Not a big Trump fan, that I can tell you.
And the president had this to say about the whistleblower.
He's a fake whistleblower. And frankly, somebody ought to sue his ass off, all right?
President Trump says the NFL should expect to start on time in September. He had a conference call with all Major League Sports commissioners yesterday and said he wants to have fans back in stadiums at least by August. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I have a compromised immune system, so I've been taking the 3 veggie and 3 fruit for 2 years, and I have not gotten sick. It's unbelievable. I feel like a normal person. I'm not tired. I don't wake up tired. And it's just amazing to me that there's such a difference.
I don't get sick. Everybody around me got the flu this year. My wife had it. My grandkids got it. And I haven't gotten sick at all. My energy level is better. Body aches and pains, I just don't really have them anymore. The pills are incredible, and they're doing me a world of good. So thank you very much for that.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Pope Francis delivering a Palm Sunday message of love and service from a largely empty St. Peter's Basilica. In his sermon today, the Pope issued a coronavirus-inspired call to not spend time on peripheral things, but to focus on caring for and serving others. The Pope says, quote, "Life is measured by love." In a reference to this Easter week, the Pope recommending all who cannot participate in public liturgical celebrations to gather in prayer at home. Britain's Queen Elizabeth II is to deliver a very rare televised statement concerning the coronavirus to the United Kingdom later today. According to Buckingham Palace, the Queen is going to pay tribute to the National Health Service and essential workers there, and she'll address the challenges of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, expected to say, quote, "Those who come after us will say that the Britons of this generation were as strong as any." This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another tragedy for the Kennedy family. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Authorities say they're now conducting a recovery search for the daughter and grandson of former Maryland Lieutenant Governor Kathleen Kennedy Townsend after a canoe they were paddling in the Chesapeake Bay didn't return to shore. The missing relatives were identified as Mauve Kennedy Townsend McKean, 40, and McKean's 8-year-old son, Gideon Joseph Kennedy McKean. Kennedy Townsend, who served 2 terms as Maryland's lieutenant governor, is the eldest daughter of the late U.S. Attorney General and U.S. Senator Robert F. Kennedy, also the niece of the late President John F. Kennedy.
In Britain, Queen Elizabeth is expected to deliver a rare televised statement about the coronavirus pandemic later today. According to Buckingham Palace, she will pay tribute to the National Health Services and essential workers there and will address the challenges of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Expected to say, quote, "Those who come after us will say that the Britons of this generation were as strong as any." And a couple in India naming their newborn twins COVID and Corona. The two gave birth to a baby boy and girl this week and named the boy COVID, the girl Corona. The kid's father told TMZ that they did it to spread happiness, not fear. And this is USA Radio News.